This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 1617. Maybe learn new ways to make suggestions in English? Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 200 million times. Are you feeling stuck with your English? We'll show you how to become fearless and fluent by focusing on connection, not perfection. With your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Colorado and New York City, USA. To get real-time transcripts right on your phone and create your personalized vocabulary list, try the All Ears English app for iOS and Android. Start your 7-day free trial at allearsenglish.com/app.
In your classrooms and textbooks, you spent years learning the traditional ways to make suggestions. But sometimes you want a more native and natural way to suggest something. Learn how to do it today.
This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. Hey, Michelle, how's it going?
Hey, Lindsay, how are you?
Good, good, good.
Yeah. So, I mean, Lindsay, what do you think we should talk about for this episode?
Oh, maybe we do an episode about maybe and giving suggestions.
Good idea. End scene.
End scene, guys. End scene. I'm excited to get into this today, Michelle. The idea of starting a suggestion with maybe.
Yes, this is really cool. You actually brought this up. We were talking, I think it came up naturally or maybe in a role play in a recent episode. Yep. And you picked it up and you said, let's do an episode about it. So here it is. I mean, we'll talk more about that in just a second about like why you felt it was interesting and things like that. But first, wow, do we have someone to give a shout out to, right,
yes.
Lindsay?
Yeah, we have a very special listener to give a shout out to. This listener is Marina. And why are we giving such a huge shout out to Marina in Japan?
Okay, well, Marina is amazing. Marina has listened to every episode of All Ears English. Oh my gosh.
That is amazing. That is amazing. And I think she actually did it in about a year or less. I can't remember exactly how long it took her, but I think she found the show during the pandemic and has since listened to every episode.
Aw, that's awesome. I wonder how many minutes that is. Mm-hmm. How many hours?
I mean, we could do the math like a general.
Like I would say like 18 minutes on average.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, if you imagine, I'm actually getting my little calculator out right now. If you imagine we have 1,600 episodes and each one is about 18 minutes, that's 28,800 minutes of All Ears English.
So how many hours is that?
Let's see. That is.
I'm sorry.
Do the math. That's 480 hours of All Ears English. It feels like it should be more, though, to me.
Wow. That's amazing. So that means she's listened to over an hour a day, well over an hour a day. So thank you so much, Marina. That is amazing.
Fantastic. And if anyone else has accomplished this feat, let us know. Let us know. Give us a shout out. Email me, lindsay@allearsenglish.com, and we will give you a shout out on the podcast. So good.
Yes.
So good.
Definitely. We love it. Thank you, Marina. And thank you, everyone, for listening. So, All right, Lindsay, let's get back into it. So we were using, we were talking about maybe to give a suggestion. So you kind of picked this up whenever we used it in that episode. Why did that kind of spark your interest?
Well, I think it's just so natural. You know what I mean? And it's, guys, when you're making a suggestion, we don't have to sound overly formal. So, I mean, what are our other options, right? It's like, can I suggest, or I would suggest. These feel very formal and in not very human. So for me, starting a suggestion with maybe just feels very human. That's why I like it.
Yeah, I'm glad that you kind of picked up on that because it is very natural, and it's done all the time. So in the beginning of the episode, we did a little role play, and I said, "What do you think we should talk about?" And you said, "Maybe we do an episode about maybe and giving suggestions." So, what's that about? So why would you start it with maybe?
Well, it's, again, it's very natural and native. And I hope that today we'll get into the verb form do also. I'm not sure if we're going into that today, Michelle. Are we going into that the way I said maybe we
do? Not really, but we can. I mean, okay. We can, because I'm looking at our examples so we can talk about it.
Yeah, because that's part of it. I mean, that's right. So we don't always have to use the present form. Normally, when you make a suggestion, you would use another form. You say you should, we should do, or we could do, right? Kind of hypothetically speaking. But using the present just makes it a really native and natural construction that feels human to me. It feels connected. It feels like we're together in this in this endeavor, kind of.
Yes. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point. I mean, I also think that it shows that you're not coming on too strong with your advice. Mm-hmm. Like, we've talked about unsolicited advice, you know, if somebody gives it. Yeah. So starting off with maybe, it's not, you know, when we talk about the scale of like, you must, you should, you could, you know, like when we talk about that scale, I mean, this is pretty low, you know, it's pretty indirect, but it's still like, it's friendly. And it also, I mean, using maybe, it shows that you know there are multiple ways to do something. So like maybe this, maybe that, right? There could be many ways to get something done.
Yeah. And it's still actually giving an answer, right? It's kind of annoying when people are like, oh, what do you think? Right? Kind of the way that you might get a response from like a coach. They come back at you asking you to reflect. But sometimes we want actual advice, right?
Just tell me
what to do. Yeah.
Exactly. So yeah, like we said, it's friendly and it shows you're really thinking about it and that you care. I mean, Lindsay, what about at work? Do you think this could be used in business?
Sure. Yeah. I think it comes back to business is life. Life is business. Yeah. Business is relationships. So completely, I think it could be used. Yeah. I think when you are in like a formal negotiation, there's a time for being casual. But then when you kind of come to that final decision, maybe in a contract, then we're going to be more formal. Right.
And like, I mean, sometimes I was thinking about in meetings when you're just kind of brainstorming, when you're throwing out ideas, that that could be used kind of in this casual way with colleagues in meetings or things like that.
Yeah, I love it. I love it. So good. So this is going to be really useful for our listeners. Do we have any examples then to throw this out there, give them more of a taste of what we're talking about?
Right. So, well, okay. So first of all, I mean, let's talk a little bit. I guess I did plan a little bit about the grammar.
You did. Okay.
You could say something like, so maybe you or maybe we or whatever should, right? So you could do like we should, right?
Right. You could.
Or maybe you, we, whatever could. Okay. Mm-hmm. Or you could do maybe and a verb, right? Like, so this is kind of what, it's funny because I thought I wasn't covering this, but apparently I did.
Yeah. So you wrote it in this sense of what's an example, Michelle? Maybe.
So like, maybe try.
Yeah, maybe try.
This, maybe try, blah, blah, blah. So in the beginning, like, so maybe we do an episode, right? That's a little bit different, but this is, you know, another way that it could be used.
Well, yeah, it's a little different, but I think using that, so maybe and the subject, we or you, usually it's we, I think, and then the present form of the verb is kind of the more trending one right now that I'm hearing more often, personally. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, well, let's talk about how it was used. So I believe, guys, it was episode 1609. So pretty sure it was that one. Go ahead and listen. But this is how it was used in the episode. So we're going to read the role play from that. Lindsay, you want to start it?
Don't miss your chance to go deeper with the All Ears English app. It's available now on Android and iOS. So you can go over now and start your 7-day free trial to see transcripts and create your personal list of vocab words that you want to remember. Get started at allearsenglish.com/app.
When it comes to improving your fluency, there is a gap. It's a gap between what you have learned in your textbook and where you need to be in order to start having vibrant conversations with native speakers. Our connection method bridges that gap. Plus, you get to take a 12,000-mile journey around the U.S. by video lesson. Get our special offer on our online course this week only at allearsenglish.com/plan and save up to 20% when you join before midnight on May 5th.
All right, here we go. Yeah, but I did laugh my head off when her brother told a hilarious story, so that was good.
Sounds like it wasn't all bad. Next time, maybe head off your friend's anger by telling her ahead of time when you have to leave.
Yeah, maybe I'll give that a try.
Okay, so that's how we used it, right? So next time, maybe head off your friend's anger, right? So like I was giving a friendly suggestion, you know, giving my 2 cents, my input.
Yeah, and I think there's something, just as we said, just a little less direct about this instead of saying maybe you should.
Right.
You know, maybe you should head off your friend's anger, maybe head off your, it just feels less direct. Right. It's just,
and you
a
can,
little
you
more,
can, like yeah. we said, do the you should, but like, I mm-hmm. like Lindsay that you pointed out, you know, that just like not putting that it's in just, there as an experiment yeah. as well.
Yeah. It's just a little smoother, let's say, socially. Yeah.
Yeah.
Guys, we're always thinking about these connection nuances in English, and it really matters the words we choose.
Oh, yeah, for sure. So let's do, we have a few more examples for sure of this. So this one is more like, let's talk about more social ways that we can use it. So we'll do 2 little role plays. Okay.
Okay.
All right. So here we go. So I'm really worried that I won't make it on time to the party.
Well, maybe leave 10 minutes early to make sure you catch the train. And here I'm asking a question. Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of combining a suggestion and a question.
Right. You could, I mean, the intonation here, you could have said, maybe leave 10 minutes early to make sure you catch the train, right? Mm-hmm. Or you can ask it and, you know, going right. up in the end, more like
make
a
it
question.
A question. Yeah, there's a lot of flexibility here, guys, to play around and see what the tone is, the relationship, the connection, and then choose what makes sense.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. All right, let's do another one.
Okay. I really hope the DJ plays that new Lady Gaga song.
Oh, yeah. Maybe go up and request it.
I actually went to a Lady Gaga concert a couple of years ago. It was probably the best concert I've ever been to. It was really good. I'm not a concert goer, but her concerts are great.
Yeah, I actually went too.
You did?
Yeah, it was in Atlantic City, and we were just there, and she happened to be there that day. Like, we weren't even planning on it, and we were able to just get a ticket. So we're like, okay, and yeah, it was very good.
Yeah, they're really good. She really, like, she's really engaged with her fans, with the audience. It's more of a show than anything. It's pretty cool.
Right, definitely. So yeah, as you can see, it can be used in a very casual way. Now, let's talk about business, right? Okay. How could this be used maybe in the office, for
okay,
example?
Okay, so yeah, so talking about a strategy. So Michelle, let's give an example.
Okay, so what should we do about our marketing strategy?
Maybe let's focus on our key demographic and what they are looking for.
True.
All right. Yeah. So again, here it works in business just like in your social world, right? Because you're in the end, you're still meeting with human beings.
Right. So. Exactly. That's the whole thing. It's like we always talk about business. But yeah. again, if we don't want to just always think of business as like being this big, you know, crazy
impersonal
thing. It's like, it's true. Yeah. You're dealing with people. So you have to learn how to deal with people. You can't just think of it as something bigger than that, really. I mean, it's different. That's all it is. It's different.
Exactly, Michelle. I mean, I think that's one of the major problems in, you know, language training, that a lot of business English courses are just so stiff and so corporate and so impersonal. But we want to take a different approach on business, guys. We want to take a much more human approach, or approach that's based on relationships that will actually make you successful.
That's right. Exactly. Yeah, all right, let's do another one.
Let's do it. Here we go. Let's throw out some ideas about how you think we can boost sales.
Okay. Maybe we could offer a special promotion for Valentine's Day.
Not bad, not bad.
Oh, maybe try giving a discount code when they fill out a survey.
Nice. This sounds like our brainstorming sessions. Love it. Yeah. Cool. So here we went kind of the more traditional route, right? And you said maybe we could, right? Maybe right. we could do this.
So okay. I did both, right? Maybe we could. But then at the end you did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But then I just said for the next one, maybe try giving a discount code, right?
Yeah. So that's the example we talked about earlier where you're cutting out the subject. You're cutting out kind of the you, right? Instead of maybe you should try or maybe we should try, it's just maybe try. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. And it's a little more human. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do you think this could ever be like used in a negative way?
I mean, I think anything could be said in a negative way, right? Depending on the tone of voice that you actually use. We can, you know, we know when someone is being, what would be the term? Like kind of undercutting or a backhanded compliment. What's that term, right?
Oh,
that sort of thing.
Yeah, I know. I can't.
A backhanded insult, I mean. It's tough, right? Especially that's a passive aggressive.
Passive aggressive. That's what I was thinking of. Yes, exactly. Like, for example, like this would not be appropriate. Okay, so here we are. We're friends. Okay, that's it.
All right.
Oh, man, Lindsay, I'm really worried about this test.
Maybe study this time. I could have used a lot of. I was debating how to use the intonation there. I also could have said maybe study this time.
Yeah, right?
That also would have been very testy. I guess testy is the word.
Yeah. Yeah. So like you wouldn't want to use it in that way. But again, that could be said about anything really. Like it's not the maybe really. It's just the being rude for the rest of what you're saying.
Yeah. It's rude. And this definitely I've been in exchanges where someone has said this to me, but it doesn't feel good.
No. Exactly. So, you know, this is good for being, you know, sincere in your suggestions. Or, I mean, hey, if you want to have an attitude, have an attitude if you need.
Yeah. If that's your personality. We want you guys to express and connect based on your personality. Right.
There's a time and a place for, you know, also like, you know, being a
sassy,
more force. There is, like, you know, maybe sometimes we should talk about that. I mean,
good point.
We always talk about like, oh, be nice, nice, nice. I mean, in the episodes that you know I play, and I'm always like, oh, but we want to make sure we don't offend. You know,
I know. I think we're a little too much like that sometimes. Yeah, you're right, Michelle.
But like sometimes we need to kind of stand up or be a little sassy.
Stand up for ourselves. Maybe we'll have a series on how to be sassy. The sassy series.
Sassy English. Yeah.
Sassy English.
Sassy
so good.
English. I love it. Okay, so all right. I mean, so overall, I think this is a really fun way to give a suggestion. I think it's inviting. It's different than just saying, why don't you, or you should, or, you know, all these like traditional ways of learning it. This I don't think you would see in a textbook, right, Lindsay?
Exactly. I mean, you guys learned these traditional structures in your textbooks, in your classrooms for years and years and years. But this is the native natural English. So we want you to try that. Michelle, where should they go next? What is the action to take today?
The action, guys, is remember to get the All Ears English app if you haven't already. So we have it on Android and iOS. So you can go there. You can get your vocab words and go to allearsenglish.com/app.
Yeah, that's the only place to get your personal power list, create your own list of the vocabulary words that you are hearing from today's episode. There's nowhere else you can get specific keywords from today's episode. So allearsenglish.com/app. Michelle, any final thoughts for our listeners?
Guys, try it out today when you're giving a suggestion. You know, we can do a follow-up on other ways to do it, but we really wanted to focus on this super fun and useful one today. So try it out. Maybe try it out.
Try it out. Take action. I love it. And a big shout out again to our awesome listener, Marina in Japan.
Yay, all right, Michelle. Marina, thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. Thanks for listening to All Ears English. Would you like to know your English level? Take our 2-minute quiz. Go to allearsenglish.com/fluency score. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then hit subscribe now to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.